Okay. So we are in the middle of Zeus, our God. Yeah, he's talking about the Oymek HaDin over here. So he's in the paragraph where he says, well, Perek HaKol Chayav and Omru. For everything. So the Chazal Darshan, Kalus are going to be as much in the Cheshbon as Chamurais. Is it going to be Shaykh to or to withstand the din? Doesn't mean that a person can get punished on the kalas and the chamuris the same. So everyone's going to be think punished appropriately. It means everything goes into the and nothing like, okay, I'll be mavatar on this and not on that. The fact that he did some chamuros will not make it that okay. At that point, is it's petty to deal with the kalis? Look at what the guy already did so many chamuros. Now I'm going to hold and then I'm going to go back to the kalis. No, it doesn't work like that. Hadin Hadayan Klal Kashalayalim Achamuros. Lodun I'll call Echad Kafimashahu. This is true also when it comes, like we said yesterday, when it comes to mitzvahs and averes. That we don't say in aver machab mitzvah and aver and mitzvah in aver machab mitzvah and vice versa. That a person, it's not like your tax return. That at the end of the day, you had some good bad business deals, some bad business deals, you total up your total for the year and you pay taxes on whatever revach you made or whatever losses you made. Total. It's not like that. You don't say, well, I did 100 mitzvahs. I did 90 averis, so I don't have to worry about the averis, and I'll get 10 per, I'll get star for my 10 mitzvahs because of, you know, whatever. Every mitzvah is accounted for, every averis accounted for. A person gets star for all the mitzvahs and gets punished for all the averis. It's not one kind of cancel out the other. Everything goes into the cheshbon. So, ki es kol ma'aseh Elokim yavi b'mishpat hakol ne'elam im tovim ra. He's not gonna forget to reward a person for every good action. Every action for care will also be this will dealt with appropriately. And this is coming from Fuke people who think only the big things matter. That we cannot say Hashem's matter on anything. So this is supposedly, according to what he's saying over here, a motivating factor. And there's three motivating factors that a person should think of why they should be busy with Zeiros. The first one we said was a person wants shlemus. The second one is a person doesn't want to be outshined by someone else, which we explained to mean that a person will be able to, will the fact that somebody else reached their fullest potential more than you is going to make the person feel bad because they know that they didn't accomplish their full potential. And the third one is this. So why is this so motivating? It's just like scary. So I think that the motivating factor is that it shows the chashivas of every little ma'aseh. The point is, a person may think, I can't, ich kann nicht tun größe Sachen. I'm a pushover guy. I can't do anything major. I'm not going to be the guy finishing Shas. The guy came here today collecting for a kollel that he has 30 in Goliath, that finished Shas in 3 years, and they learn 50 blot a week, second Seder, and they have a 500 of blot, 500 blot. Every Zman, I don't like. The point is, a Pashtun person will think, what am I doing already? I can't do anything major. I've been a Pashtun. So, the point, what I think he's saying is that you see how much Hashem is looking at every small mice. It's not about the big things. Rav Meir Stern used to say, Grace mentioned to him, Kleina mentioned to him, Grace is Achim. Grayson mentioned to Inclay and Zachet that you don't have to be worried about doing the big things. If someone's worried about doing the big things, then that's not where our Gedolim were. That Gedolim are focused on even on Klein and every little thing is important. So I don't think he's trying to scare you into doing, make sure you don't do Averis. I don't know if that's the maybe that's Pashup what he's saying, but I think there's much more to it. Is that he's trying to give a motivating factor by saying, look how much Hashem cares about every single little thing you do. So imagine Latoiv, you walk by, you say hello to someone that didn't cost you any effort whatsoever, and the guy feels good about it. So, person showed a little kavod to this, a person showed, another minute of that and paid attention a little bit more to the small things in life is what matters. Is what matters, but definitely is Akhajor looks at that.
He's saying specifically here that it's the small things, he's just saying that everything matters.
Was focusing his whole paragraph on the small things. That's the point of this paragraph. So Avada, right? So I think that's the combination of what he's saying. The Pashup Shad, he's saying, look, be careful because everything is going to be in the Cheshbon. But deeper, what he's saying is that therefore everyone can do something. Everything you do matters. And don't underestimate what you can accomplish. But he says there, okay.
And then it motivates us to
To take advantage of
use
every
it.
opportunity to do something. You don't have to be worried about how much am I accomplishing. It's not about what you're accomplishing, it's about doing what you can.
I mean, isn't this a whole to try to show us whether our actions are in line with the ultimate goal of Shlomo? So this concept, everything matters, would
Right.
line us up more.
Well, it's going to help a person want to do zeiros, because what is zeiros is calculating how do my maasim get me closer to my ultimate goal. But if you realize that every little maaseh gets you there, you better be aware of what you're doing, and understand this, every single thing you're doing getting you closer to where you want to be. But a person that can be busy, brings a geshmack of maaseh here that someone, the going was one time in an achsanya, and a fry guy walks in to order food. Sat down and started to eat. So the goyim said, go do, you're eating bread, go wash. So they said, go wash. Seriously. I'm saying, you know how many areas I'm doing? I've done this. So the goyim said, because you did big areas, you think it's not going to hold you accountable for not washing? That's what he said. So there was a mice like that with Bashar Salanter also. Bashar Salanter had a son that was apparently, he was drafted into the Russian army. And he wasn't from. So he met someone that was in his barracks, right? In his what's it, brigade? In his
Unit.
unit. So he sat, he packed up some food, and he said to the package of kosher food, can you send it to my son? So, I'll send it, but Rabbi, it was absurd. It was absurd. It doesn't make sense. He's in the army for 10 years. Every meal he eats, he's eating the treif. So you're sending him a package of food that's going to last one meal? Well, what are you doing? What are you doing? It doesn't make sense. And not only that, after he says, no, so he said, so Bashar Salanter said like this, the food I'm sending is going to be more, taste better than the food in the army. So that meal that they're serving, he's not going to eat from them, he's going to eat my food. So you know what it means to eat treif even once? So can save him from that, it's worth it. So that's what he's saying over here. That's what Sharm is saying over here. Okay. I don't want to time of life. So Yeah. Shkach. Shkach, I know it's here tomorrow. We're going to be traveling. We'll pick it up Monday, Be'ezar Hashem. Monday. Kol Tov, good Shabbos.